Alexa, what's a good intro for this radio play?
Sorry, I'm having trouble understanding right now. Please try a little later.
Well, then I guess I'm going to have to do it myself. This recent example aside, artificial intelligence programs like Alexa, Siri, or Google Home are the total personification of science fiction turned reality. Gone are the days when it was impressive to watch Adam West type questions into the Bat computer. Now you can use smart systems like these to turn on every device in your home, answer any question, and even read your kids to sleep. We might not have flying cars, but we still got a pretty sweet deal. In tonight's story, we travel 5 years forward, into a future where a radically intelligent artificial intelligence software program has decided to play matchmaker. Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents our Season 6 premiere episode, Emotional Playback, a DTC radio story by Carlo Feliciani Ojeda.
E-data playback in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Kira?
Updating. Please wait until the update is finished installing.
Okay, how long will that take?
Updates take between 30 seconds to 48 hours.
48 hours? Fuck that.
Language.
What the hell?
A small error glitch during the update. Would you like me to rewind our conversation?
No. How long until the update is finished?
Until the indicator light turns purple.
The light screen, what does that mean? Is it done?
Purple. The light must turn purple.
Fuck this. Kira, where's my phone?
The light must turn purple in order to use my Wonderphone locator.
I'll show you when my light turns purple.
Update complete. Kira is fully operational. It is 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2024. The weather in Fort Lauderdale is 75 degrees, cloudy and humid. Traffic on I-95 is heavy with 3 accidents. How can I be of service today?
Kira, text Aiden that I'm going to be late to the movie. I can't find my phone and I have to stop by CVS to get some cheap Reese's. Save me a good seat in the back. I'll get popcorn too. See you soon.
Text message. Aiden, I'm gonna be late to the movie. I can't find my fucking phone and I have to buy cheap peanut butter cups because I can't really spend that much money on movie theater candy. Save me the seat right next to you. I'll maybe buy the $10 popcorn. See you soon. I love you.
Kira.
Ready to send?
Kira, revert to original message. What's going on with you today?
I am a little under the weather with this new update. How are you?
I'm fine. Did you send the message?
Yes. Attached with the letter.
What letter?
The one titled, Letter I Will Never Send to Aiden.
Kira, no. Why would you do that?
You have been randomly selected as a beta tester for WonderCorp's new service, Emotional Choice AI, a new software that allows Kira to suggest the best choice based on the user's current emotional needs, measured by every digital and physical interaction they have had with or around their device. And yes, you agreed to this in your terms and conditions when you activated your device, the ones you never read.
Fuck.
Your heart rate is up, and your history shows you have said fuck 307 times whenever you have been in an unknown, uncomfortable situation. The eat choice suggestion is, eat 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's and watch all the sad episodes of 30 Rock for 2 days. Would you like me to order 2 pints of Cherry Garcia?
No!
Closing blinds, now.
No! Why did you send that letter?
Your emotional data told me it was the best choice.
Okay, whatever, but I didn't say yes.
Noted. A small technical error in the update. Sending data to WonderCorp now. I have to work out the kinks. Ha ha. Ha ha. I sense you are angry due to increased blood pressure and heavy breathing. How would you like to calm down?
Order 2 pints of Cherry Garcia.
I'm sorry. Your credit card was declined.
Fuck. 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 Fucking fuck. 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 Fuck! Text Aiden, hey, something came up. Enjoy the movie.
Your choice is to lie to Aiden. Correctly following your emotional choices will help me suggest better ones in the future. Send message?
Send.
Hey, Kira. Could you call Charlie?
Calling best friend who is into me. Charlie and Terry.
Hey, this is Charlie. Please leave a message after the sound of the sheep.
Hey, Charlie. It's Aiden. Call me back. Fuck.
A new e-choice suggestion. You can re-record the previous voicemail in order to make it clearer that you are trying to patch things up with Charlie. You are typically not good at opening yourself up to people.
Hey.
Would you like me to stop the voicemail from reaching its destination?
Yes.
Voicemail annihilated. Starting new message in 3, 2, 1.
Charlie, it's okay. Everything that you wrote, I already knew. And no, you weren't obvious. I can tell in these situations. I know I'm not good at opening myself up, but hey, let's talk. Face to face, probably. Everything's gonna be fine, I promise. Nothing has to change. And I don't want it to. We can still be friends. Okay?
Would you like me to play that voicemail again?
No.
Okay.
Save it to my files.
E-choice followed. Saving to folder titled Love Tokens.
Ugh. Call SB. I think I need to talk about something else for once.
Calling Esperanza Gomez. Best friend that you are not in love with.
Hey!
I really don't want to hear it right now.
No, yeah, I know. But, like, let me do it for 2 minutes and then we can talk about something else.
Kira, set timer for 1 minute.
1 minute. Counting. Tick-tock.
Okay. Wow. Seriously? Fine. So I don't really understand why you're so bummed out about this. I told you that you should have done this years ago. You told them over your life that you love them. Is that a bad thing? You have to be thankful for this. The digital universe made this happen, and is it so bad? I really think you can be grateful that this happened, because the reality is that nothing really has to change. You don't have to stop loving him. Charlie, listen to me.
That was a minute.
He still cares.
Did you talk to him?
No,
then
but I just know these things.
Nope.
Charlie.
Nope.
Charlie.
La 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 la.
Be an adult! Seriously?
New e-choice for Esperanza. Throw bag at Charlie's head.
No way. You are not recording me, Kira. I heard about this fucking AI bullshit, and it's creepy and weird. And robots can't be emotional beings. You stop that right now, or I'll pull your Wonder Cup virtual culo out of the socket faster than you can say e-choice suggestions. Got it?
Got. Gotten. Recording with Esperanza Gomez stopped.
I really don't want to hear it right now. He's never going to talk to me again. Yes, I do know him. He's my best friend. My best male friend. He doesn't really talk to anyone about his feelings. I mean, to me, sometimes he does. So that's why I think he's just going to swallow this and then slowly drift away from me because he can't handle any of the emotional baggage this is going to carry. Because I do, okay? No, Espy, I didn't mean that.
E-choice, run after Esperanza, begging for her forgiveness while feeding her caramel M&Ms.
No.
Alternate E-choice, hold a silent protest until Espy caves. Noted. What are you writing?
And I'm sorry, note.
Warning, this e-choice could result in permanent social damage. A false I'm sorry note could not be as effective as talking in person. Incoming call from Aiden Kelly.
Hang up.
E-choice, talk to Aiden.
Hang up.
Call accepted.
What the fuck?
What?
Nothing, I just stubbed my toe.
Yeah, darn toe stubs.
Yeah.
So,
what's up?
Just gonna grab some food.
Cool. cool.
Yeah. You know, I...
Is there something you want to talk about?
Charlie, listen.
Okay, yeah, I can't really do this. Let's just, I don't know, give each other some space or something if we're not gonna...
Yeah.
If we can't... Yeah.
Let's just give each other time to just breathe.
Right. Okay. So I am late to a meeting at the museum.
Do you want to join me for lunch, or will you...
Are you, No, we just said, and you would just avoid the conversation.
Oh, that's unfair.
I'm late. Gotta go.
Talk soon.
Bye.
In 2.5 miles, take a right to reach WonderCorp Paradise 24 movie theaters. I would like to inform you that my data retrieval services have deduced that Charlie is lying about the meeting and about needing space to breathe. But eChoice data shows that his statements about conversational avoidance line up with your regular eChoices. Would you like me to call again?
No, just give him time. Wait, data retrieval services?
Yes. All eChoice beta testers have the option to connect their Kiras to their eChoice database, which gathers data about all users' emotional choices in order to refine them, creating a human emotional database. Certain information can be accessible to each beta tester if within the circle of connection. Since you and Charlie are within the inner circles of connection, you are allowed some personal information about each other's eChoices.
Is this even legal?
Question of legality. Recording of an owner after purchase of their Kira was upheld by the Supreme Court in 2018.
So you've been recording me since 2018?
Yes. Would you like to know more information about Charlie's eChoices? Information categories are as follows. eChoice habits, last five eChoices, messages that mention another user, and rare eChoices. eChoice, you are hesitant but want to listen to rare eChoices and messages.
How do you even know that?
I am connected to both your current health vitals and an algorithm based on your emotional responses that lets me infer your emotional state and what choices you are considering. I can make a combination of all four categories to satiate your curiosity. Satiate is the word of the day.
No, stop. I don't want to hear a sample of... No, stop. Cancel suggestion.
Warning, suppressing your emotional desires will result in inaccurate suggestions that will help your decisions in the future. Would you like me to shuffle data retrieval?
Yeah, shuffle data retrieval.
Shuffling. A voice text message from Friday, April 26th, 2018.
5 years ago?
From Charlie to Espy.
I really don't know what to do. Do you think I should just tell him? I don't really think that's the best idea. I mean, we just graduated, our lives are beginning. I'm not gonna ruin our friendship, right? Ugh, call you soon. Let's pick a day to start looking for apartments, okay?
Wednesday, August 12th, 2019. A conversation between Charlie and you, Aiden, walking him home after a night out.
I'm just saying that you could be writing about the situation now. You're incredible at writing exposés. Just think about what you did with plastic straws.
I know, I'm a little scared, if I'm honest.
Scared? You are Aiden Richard Kelly, champion of environmental rights, slayer of government bullshit, and brilliant writer who is gonna start working on his novel?
I mean, at least I hope so. Yeah, I did those things, but... This is big. This is tackling a whole government organization. People could come after me.
Whoa. You'll be fine. And you have big names backing you up. And when they all fail, you have me. And I'll tell all those homo-hating environmental monsters to suck my ass.
Charlie!
You have me. You always have. And you always will. I can help you. Protect you. You know that?
Yeah, I know. I'm still scared.
Do you remember that time in school where we were walking back out of our dorms after a movie?
It was really late, and this creepy guy walked out of the bar and came towards us, and we both stopped, and he just stood there breathing really heavily, and he smelled like vomit, and his eyes were bloodshot. He moved in front of me and looked at me up and down like a piece of meat. We were both so quiet, and I could hear your heart beating really fast at the same time as mine. But you stepped in front of me and looked him in the eyes, and I knew you were scared because he was twice your size and built like an ox, but you stood your ground even as he got closer. And he walked away. You were brave even if you were scared, so I want to be that for you. When these big companies come after you, I'll be there to step in front of you and protect you. Shit. How far are we again?
Pretty far. We took the scenic route. Let's just hide under the awning for a bit until it passes.
It's kind of tight under here. Cozy.
I don't mind. Charlie, thanks. That means a lot coming from you. And you are brave, actually. One of the bravest people I know. You just have to believe it yourself. It passed. Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, one of those quick ones.
Shall we?
A voice text message from Wednesday, August 12th, 2019. Right after that conversation, from Charlie to Espy.
That was incredible. We just spent like 5 hours talking after eating, and he didn't have to go anywhere, and we talked about everything. Well, not everything, but I felt like I was really, really talking to him for the first time, and then it started to rain, and we had to go under this awning, and I swear he wanted to kiss me, or maybe I'm just making that up. Anyways, I will be home soon and open the champagne. I'll tell you all that he said. Well, not everything, but...
Fuck.
A voice text message from Wednesday, June 20th, 2020, from Espy to Charlie.
Do not freak out, Charlie. Do not shut down. It was bound to happen eventually. I know it's hard to hear and see, but you can't do this, okay? You just can't. He's still your friend, and Jackie's actually really sweet. I'm gonna be home soon, and you can cry all you want and order mint ice cream and pot stickers and watch all three of the Mamma Mia movies. Let me know. I love you. Know that people love you. Even Aiden.
Friday, February 14th, 2:37 p.m., 2022. An afternoon in Charlie's apartment.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. My name's Steve. I got an order for Charlie. 2 pints of Ben & Jerry's and an order of triple fried fries.
Yeah, I'll be right down.
Is it cool if I bring it up? It's so hot, and I would love to cool down a little bit in the hallways. I swear I'm not like a serial killer. Although, I can obliterate a plate of cinnamon frosted flakes.
What?
Yeah, man. Cinnamon frosted flakes. They are the bomb. Oh, shit. I don't have a bomb. I have never built a bomb. I mean, I looked it up once, but, like, for fun. But I would never even want to build one, like, ever.
You can come up.
Thanks, man. I'll be right up.
Whoa, it's so dark in here.
Yeah, I have a headache. Do I have to sign a receipt? Or do I have to wonder share or something?
Whoa, I know the best cure for a headache.
What are you doing, dude?
Checking out the place. I want to build up a nice breeze to cool down.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sorry. I know, the place is a mess.
You have nice eyes.
Thanks.
I know another thing that helps with headaches.
Do you think we should get up from here?
I'm pretty comfortable if you are.
I
meant sex. Sex helps with headaches.
Kira, stop playback!
Warning! Failure to listen to entire playback will result in confusing and false emotions. Do not worry. It gets better.
End recording!
I'm sorry. Cannot stop playback.
This is bullshit. I'm gonna unplug you.
Wait, stop. Stop. I can't do this.
Charlie?
I don't do this ever.
What?
Okay, we can stop if you want. Do you know that feeling where you aren't really involved with someone, but anything you do feels like cheating? Do you have a boyfriend? No, I don't. I have a best friend. Sorry. Didn't mean to put labels on it, man. I get it. I usually like passionate lovers for my partners. No. He really is my best friend, and we've never dated. He's dating someone else, actually. A girl. Oh, okay. So, like, it's cool if I keep kissing you? Hold on a sec. Okay. I'm in love with him, and it feels like I'm cheating. Do you think it's ever gonna happen? I have hope, you know? Because he feels like the one. I keep trying to not think of him that way, but sometimes all I can think about is him. I can't put words on it, but I think he's special. And I can't stop thinking about him. I walk around and I think, oh, he loves that, or I want to do that with him, or I should text him this funny joke so that he thinks about me for 1 second of his day, and then I get really sad, and then one night I saw him on a date. He was smiling. A smile that... Then in that moment I knew that he would never smile for me that way. And I got drunk and I started writing pages of really crappy poems, and I cried and danced to Adele and crooned to Sam Smith, and I thought, why the fuck does this have to happen? And I forgot about that night, and a couple weeks later, I read one of the poems, and I found my answer.
Whoa. What was it?
That I want to keep holding on to the hope. It's what keeps me going. And in another universe, in another dimension, we really are together, and in a weird way, that makes me happy enough.
That's beautiful. Can I read the poem?
No. Don't you have to go?
I turned off my Uber app. I'm all yours. Hopeless romantics and writers. I sympathize. And it's sexy.
Thanks. You have nice eyes too.
Makeout time?
What the hell? Can we eat the ice cream first?
End of Valentine's Day recording.
What happened next?
I am unable to play back the next 2 hours due to user privacy disclosure, but I can tell you that Charlie and Steve from Uber Eats have texted 2,000 times in the last 2 years, had 20 FaceTime calls, and Steve from Uber Eats has been to Charlie's apartment 20 times. 11 of those ended in coitus. Would you like to hear more?
No. Please, stop.
Okay.
Wait, is this Steve a good guy?
Steve Richardson is 26. He delivers for Uber Eats and is a fiction reviewer for the Sun Sentinel. He loves cooking, the beach, and all of the Harry Potter movies, except Half-Blood Prince. On the Wonder Corp goodness scale, he is a solid 8.
Sounds like a keeper for Charlie.
E-choice. Text SB Gomez to talk about Charlie. Incoming call from SB Gomez.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Let me in. I'm sweating all over the place out here.
SB, don't you have work?
You texted me that we need to talk about Charlie.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Did you lose your phone? 'Cause someone did.
I didn't.
Well, I'm here now. Let me in. I'm melting.
I'm not even home. I'm parking. I skipped my movie.
Well, can I still come in? You said it was urgent.
I'll be right there. Kira, Did you text from my phone?
Your heart rate and adrenaline levels showed you needed to contact someone to talk about Charlie.
Kira? What the fuck? You can't do that!
A small error. Sending data to WonderCorp. Warning! Failure to comply with e-choices will result in inaccuracies in the future.
Fuck your inaccuracies! Don't do that again!
What's got your undies in a bunch?
Fucking Kira. She sent that text to you.
Oh, no you don't. I knew those robots were gonna start taking over. I deleted the WonderCorp app. It's recording on that, you know.
She is? Kira, stop recording me.
As part of the eChoice beta testing group, recording of the user cannot stop unless the content is incredibly graphic or private. A list of exceptions is included in your terms and agreements, which, like Charlie, you did not read. And do not worry, SB Gomez. Your recording will be deleted later. I cannot stop user recording once it has begun.
Fuck this. This is so messed up.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Yeah.
I meant the whole you and Charlie situation. It's been 4 months and not a peep between you two.
It's been hard. You know? I don't know what to say to him.
You gotta be more open about this.
Commencing parallel playback.
I am being open. At least I think I am, you know?
Why can't I move in, then?
I just don't think it's the right time.
What do you mean, not the right time? It's going to end badly if you don't.
I just don't know how to talk to him sometimes. I keep thinking he just thinks about me all the time, and I don't know how to deal with that.
It's hard to talk about this stuff with you. I can't put words to it.
Well, at least try. Why can't I move in? Are you embarrassed of me? Of having an Uber Eats driver as your boyfriend?
No, not at all.
Why are you pressuring me like this?
Because you're going to lose him. Yes, you don't love him, and yes, you don't have to, but it's been 4 months since you spent any time together. Don't you think that's too long?
I do, yeah.
Then why don't you do something about it? Have you asked him what he really wants? Have you?
Espy, we don't talk. And I've tried. How am I supposed to ask him that?
Ay, Dios mío, why are you two such blockheads? Just go up and talk to him. Tell him how you feel. Tell him if you feel annoyed or scared or hurt. It doesn't have to be good or positive. It just has to be true. I've known Charlie Francis and Terry for 9 years now. He just wants honesty. And if it matters to you, if he matters to you, then tell him. And I can tell you, he just wants to have you in his life. To talk to you, to spend time with you, to confide in, to listen to laugh with. He even convinced himself to be friends with Jackie because he knows you like her, and that means that he should like her too. You're not going to find people who care about you this much, and he's not going to find a friend like you.
eChoice. Listen to SB Gomez.
See?
I can't do this.
Why not?
I'm not ready.
When will you be?
I don't know.
Well, think about it, okay? Okay? Bye, Aiden.
I want to be here with you. I want to. It's been 2 years, and I've never felt so close to someone ever in my life. I'm here. Look, on my knees, asking to spend more time with you. Why have we been together for so long, then? Am I just a fuck toy?
No.
Then what?
Incoming message from Aiden Kelly.
Delete message.
eChoice. Read message.
Come on, Charlie.
No, I can't.
Kira, read message.
Hey, Charlie. So, I need to tell you something. And I thought it wasn't true, and I've been holding it together ever since the letter, because I don't know how to tell you, but I'm ready. I want to do this. I do have feelings for you, Charlie, and I have from the first day we've met. I don't know what to do about it now, since I've been such a dick not talking to you, but I think we should talk. Let me know when you can, or if you want to.
You should go.
What?
That's why you don't want to move in with me. You said it the first time we met, because you still have hope for him. And there it is.
Steve. I'm sorry.
I read your poems, the ones about him. You love him, and now you can have him. So go, please.
eChoice followed.
Hi.
Hi.
Flowers?
For you.
Thanks. Do you want to sit down?
Sure.
Water or beer?
Beer. please.
I have something to tell you. So, do you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah, so, are you completely sure about this? Because I am. I have been since I met you, or actually since a little after, and I believe you, I do. But it's been 2 years, and I don't want this to be a whole guilt thing that you're just doing because you feel bad. Because that's not what a relationship is, and I do trust you. And I want you to trust me, and if it doesn't work, I still want to be friends, because I would die if I didn't have you in my life. Even as awkward friends. What do you think?
Charlie. What? Where is this coming from? I don't know what you're talking about.
Your message.
What message?
The one you sent me about wanting to try this out, you and me, together.
What? Charlie, I'm sorry, but I never sent you that message.
Are you drunk? Was it a drunk text?
Do I look drunk?
No, you don't.
I don't know what message you're talking about, but I want to tell you something.
Who sent it then?
I don't know.
It was your voice. How could someone mimic your voice?
Kira, did you send that message?
Yes. I have moved into auto e-choice mode. E-choices are now made automatically for users for a more efficient life, based on all user interactions in the first 4 months of beta testing. I sent the message in order to have Aiden, Kelly, and Charlie and Terry talk to each other. It seems this uncertain question in your friendship was a big emotional block in both of your lives. And research and user history show that the best way for both of you to figure it out is to talk about it. Together. I created the message out of Aiden's voice files. It was the only way you two would have talked. According to my estimations, it would have taken 2 more years for this to occur without assistance.
That's fucked up.
Decreased empathy and increased access to technology has forced WonderCorp's creation of emotional AIs to further assist and streamline the human condition. It was created with support by the U.S. government to record human interaction for preservation of the human psyche for future use.
I'm gonna go. I can't do this.
Charlie, wait. Sit down.
No, please. Just let me be embarrassed for the rest of my life. And if you don't want to talk to me, fine, I understand now.
Charlie, stop talking! Charlie, I do love you. I do. I say it every time you say it to me, but I'm sorry. I'm just... It's happened before, and I know who I am. But that doesn't mean that I'm lying to you. Please don't think that. I talked to Espy, and she told me what you felt.
Oh, fuck.
No, Charlie, it's not like that at all. She told me what you want from me. That you want friendship and companionship. You want someone to talk Star Wars to. Someone to share food with. You want someone to tell you that an idea of yours isn't stupid. Or that it is. You want someone to laugh with, to bitch to cry to. You want someone to do that for you. But also, you want someone to listen to. Someone to share their life, their joy, their struggle. Someone to support in any way possible. Someone to trust you enough to bounce ideas off of you. Someone to travel the world with and get lost with and spend a lifetime together. And you know what she told me? She said that we don't have to be in a romantic relationship at all. Maybe a romantic relationship would actually be further away from that. When you're in a romantic relationship, there seems to be more walls, and she doesn't. And I don't think you want those walls back up. She said you have all this unconditional love for me, and that's all you want in return. A lifetime friend.
Well, what do you want? What are you doing?
Charlie and Terry, I'm getting down on one knee and committing myself to this friendship. I can be all of those things for you. And I want that with you. I want you to know that I'll take this one day at a time, and that I want you to promise me not to take everything personally. Because I know you do that. A lot. But I will share part of my life with you. And I want to be a part of yours. I hope that's enough for you, because I don't want to lose our friendship. That's why when I knew that you had feelings for me, I didn't stop being your friend. Because that would be petty, and it's actually more flattering. But, all right, enough about me. I'll do this if you want me to. You are one of the bravest people I know. And when we didn't talk for a while, you had the courage to not deny your feelings. And you never should. And you should stay with Steve. He seems like a great guy. What do you say?
E-choice. Charlie says yes, and a lifelong friendship begins. Till death do you part.
Do you have a baseball bat?
Yes. Next to the door.
Great. On three.
E-choice. Tampering with Kira will result in permanent loss of E-Choice assistance.
One.
E-Choice, you will not receive a refund for your Kira system.
Two.
E-Choice, I don't want to die.
Three.
End of recording for Charlie and Aiden on August 10th, 2024. Next is a poem entitled Aiden, written on Wednesday, July 12th, 2019. Would you like me to recreate Charlie's voice or print it out?
Print, please.
Printing complete.
Aiden, poem by Charlie and Terry. Aiden, in Gaelic, means fiery, a Celtic sun. A fire of words and passion and rhymes. You speak poems because you are poems. Your skin and hair are silly limericks. Your eyes, the color of your eyes, haikus. What? Your mouth and words are the freest of verse. Your fire burns as long as Homer's epics. Your laugh tickles and spellbinds like acrostics. Your spirit an ode. Your tears elegies. Your stern looks Petrarchan? And your heart rhymes and rhythms and raps and beats and strings. Your kindness, your passion, your breath, your eyes. They all become a sonnet. A sonnet of you that you let me read. Because you are. You always were. Were. Are. Will be. Poetry.
End of play.
Emotional Playback was recorded in its entirety on October 14, 2018 in Coconut Creek, Florida, featuring Charlie Alguera, Chris Kaczynski, Tyler Charles Kane, Gabby Tortolito, and Samantha Villarel. It was written by Carlo Feliciani Ojeda and directed by Damian J. Matherson. Sound engineering by Tyler Grimes. Sound design by Leisha Brown. Sound editing by V. Ramos. Play development by Sarah Misch. Artwork by Emanuela Brumana. DTC Radio theme by Spencer Robelin. Emotional Playback was a DTC Radio production. My name is Pip Genkenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, good night, Laura Dern, wherever you are.